الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, so merciful, so loving. Allah has given us these beautiful occasions and opportunities to make amends, to turn to Him, to repent, to go back to Him, which we term as inaba, ruju'il Allah. Especially during these auspicious days, the tail end of Ramadan. May Allah enable us to see the end of Ramadan, the most beautiful condition, in such a manner that Allah accepts our tawbah, our istighfar, our ibadat, our sawm, our taraweeh, our tilawat, whatever good deed Allah has given us the ability, the tawfiq of performing. These are days when we should be now connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I've been saying this for the past few days, that we need to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is so beautiful, so beautiful. And especially when you have beautiful reciters, you can make tadabbur and ponder over the meanings of the Quran. Allah takes us on a journey, each para. Tonight we heard the 25th juz. And sometimes Allah is talking about His paradise, Jannah, which He has prepared. And sometimes Allah talks about Jahannam. Allah talks about His path, Siratillah. Allah talks about His oneness. Allah talks about His sovereignty, His power, His supremacy. All greatness, loftiness belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does as He wishes. Everything is in His control. All the realms belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are His bondsmen, His bondswoman. We are His slaves. We are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah loves us. Allah loves us. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunid. We heard in tonight's tarawih. Allah draws and Allah pulls towards Him who He wishes. Allah guides to him who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The verses of the Quran are so beautiful. They are filled with eloquence, with beauty, with meaning. So many a disbeliever, just by listening to one or two verses of the Holy Quran, it made that person embrace Islam. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in would recite the Quran, as Sayyidina Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions, that when they used to recite the Quran, the hair on their bodies would stand on end. They would tremble with fear when they would come across verses wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Jahannam, His punishment. And immediately thereafter, when Allah talks about paradise and Allah talks about His mercy, ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ. Then they become soft, their skins become soft and tender. They would shed tears when they would recite the Quran. In tonight's Tarawih, we heard a verse, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Which simply means, can we equate the doers of good, those who have iman, those who are doing righteous deeds, can we ever equate them with sinners and evildoers? If anybody equates them, then his judgment is incorrect. This particular verse is known as Mudkatul Abideen, the verse that made the worshippers of Allah cry. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is reciting the same verse when her student Masruq rahmatullahi alayhi comes and she is busy reciting this verse repeatedly. Turaddidu hadhihi al-ayah. And she is pondering and reflecting when Allah talks about those people, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ, those who have perpetrated evil deeds. Allah says, can we make them like those who are obedient to me, who have iman, they're doing righteous deeds? It shook her heart. She trembled with fear. She could not go on to the next verse. She began to reflect, what is my Allah telling me? So he goes on an errand for some time. And after a long period of time, when he returns, she is still reciting the same verse. Fudayl bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi would say, and he would also repeat this verse, Ya layta shi'ri, how I wish, if only I could know with certainty which group I belong to, those who are perpetrating evil or the good doers. I'm going to repeat, Allah loves us. Allah loves us. See, this is the missing ingredient in our lives here. We make ibadah. We will read Quran, we will perform Taraweeh, we will fast. But we need to do this with love for Allah. Love Allah. When you take the name of Allah, say it with passion, with love. When you are bowing down before Allah, do it as a lover does before his beloved. When you sing Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, when you glorify Allah and you ponder over what you are saying, that, oh my Allah, you are absolutely free from any type of blemish, deficiency, shortcoming, weakness, defect. You are absolutely pure and pure. You are most great. Allah Himself says, وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. All loftiness, supremacy belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is in the skies or the earth, He is most powerful, He is most wise. He is Al-Wadud. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi in his Sahih Bukhari, he's got a chapter, بَابُ الْمِقَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Babul Miqati min Allah, which means the chapter on the love. The source of love is Allah. And when Allah loves a person, and the very first hadith he brought in this chapter, and I mentioned this last night in another program, when Allah loves a person, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا نَادَى جِبْرِيلٍ, when Allah loves any person, Allah calls out to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Jibreel, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبَّهُ. Oh Jibreel, I love that certain person, you too must love him. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam goes to the heavens, and he announces, Ya أهل السماء, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا. O people in the sky, the angels, Allah loves that certain person, you too must love him. Allah loves him. The leader of the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, begins to love him. The angels in the sky begin to love the person. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then there is acceptance place for him in the world, meaning the hearts of people are now driven towards him. And the converse has also been mentioned in the hadith. When Allah detests any person, Allah forbid. When Allah abhors, hates any person, Allah says, Ya Jibreel, inni ubghidu fulan. That I hate a certain person, you too must hate him. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam announces to the heavens, to the people in the heavens, that Allah hates that person, you too must hate him. And they all begin to hate the person. ثُمَّ تُوضَعُ لَهُ الْبَغْضَاءُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then hatred is placed in the heart of the people in the world for that person. In one hadith narrated by Musnad Ahmad, Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi mentioned his Musnad, and Imam Tabarani rahmatullah alayhi mentioned this hadith, that a person in al-amr layaltamisu marbat Allah, when a servant is seeking the pleasure of Allah, so he has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, and now he is trying his level best to please his Allah. He does not want to spend a second in his life in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is able now to make the sacrifices for the sake of his Allah. They say, when a person has muhabba for anything, then he is able to take the burden of any pain that he has to undergo because of his love for that person. A simple example, a mother who loves her child. She loves her child very dearly. And it is late part of the night. The child has soiled its clothes, little baby. And she's to wake up at that part of the night, perhaps the very winter night. It's a winter night, very, very cold. And she has to sacrifice her sleep because she cannot bear her child crying. She goes and she cleans her child. She changes the nappy. She gives the child new clothes and then brings the child back to her. So she undergoes this little bit of sacrifice. Why? She has muhabba for the child. When a servant has love for Allah, then Allah makes things easy for him. Allah makes worshipping Him become not just easy but also enjoyable. There's a difference. One is we're just worshipping Allah, and the second is when we are worshipping Allah, we are enjoying worshipping Allah. And that is what we need to bring in our lives. So the hadith says that Allah says that إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَلْتَمِسُ مَرْضَاتَ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَقُولَ اللَّهُ. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Jibreel, إِنَّ عَبْدِي فُلَانًا, my certain servant, my certain slave, يَلْتَمِسُ أَن يُرْضِيَنِي, he is trying to please me. Go and announce to him that my, Allah ta'ala tells Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي قَدْ غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْهِ, that my mercy has overwhelmed him, it has overcome him, it has covered him. So respected friends and others, brothers and our sisters, our mothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. You know how beautiful it is in the month of Ramadan. Our masajid are so full. Every salah, Taraweeh salah, we are reading extra salah to the Fadl and Karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are making the sacrifice. If only we continue after the month of Ramadan. And this must be our goal. This must be our goal. It is so sad. Allah protect me. Allah protect all of us. Allah give us the tawfiq of having istiqamah in our lives. That the month of Ramadan goes, and the very next day after the day of Eid, we barely see two or three safs in the masjid. This is not what Allah wants. Allah gives us so many chances, opportunities to make amends. Oh my servant, you have faulted. You have gone the wrong way. Come, I'm prepared to accept you. I'm prepared to forgive you. And therefore, in this month of Ramadan, we need to make sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar. And I mentioned a few times now, in solitude, cry before Allah. Each one of us knows what wrongs he has done in his life. Raise your hands and learn to speak to Allah. Learn to speak to Allah. Allah knows every language. Whichever language you choose to speak to Allah, be in communion with Allah, converse with Allah, talk to Allah. Allah is listening. He is al-Sami' al-Basir. Allah is watchful. Allah is watching everything. Allah hears every single thing. Allah wants us to be amongst al-Dhakireen, those who are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. not from those who are al-ghafirin, who are unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that if only you could hear the sound of the pens of the angels of Allah recording your name amongst those who are remembering Allah, you would die out of joy and ecstasy. Allah has provided so many bounties and favors. Look at our dasturkhan, our iftar table. Allah has not deprived us of anything. We need to be loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to take that plunge. We need to be serious. In this deen, we have to be serious. Just fast forward to the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, each person has to stand all alone before Allah. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانٍ. There will be no interpreter between him and Allah. Each one singly, all alone before Allah. And the person will look in on his right hand side, perhaps will see some good deeds he did. Then on his left hand side, the evil deeds. He looks in front of him, he sees Jahannam. Allah doesn't want to punish us. Allah looks for excuses to forgive us. Allah gives us chances to make tawbah, istighfar, and to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, we have within us egos. And in simple terms, we talk about the nafs. There's a detailed explanation. There are different stages of the nafs. But we're talking about the evil passion the person has. Those haram desires the person has. In tonight's Tarawih we heard also, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ. That person who has taken his desires to be his God, as though he's worshipping his desires, meaning he is above of his desires, his haram pleasures. Those that are making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displeased. When Allah says, do not cast a lustful glance at any haram. And this person is now following his nafs. He's not saying, no, I am going to please my Allah. I will lower my gaze. So it is as though he's worshipping his nafs. جو نفس کا غلام ہو غرق ہو غرق ہو وہ گناہ میں. That person who follows his nafs, he becomes a slave of his desires, then he'll be drowning in sin. So the month of Ramadan was a beautiful training period, a spiritual training period, because during the day we kept rozas, fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which we refrain from eating, drinking, and all things that were normally permissible for us. When Allah said, no, whilst you are fasting, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. And we managed doing it. So what were we doing? We were actually putting some pressure on this nafs of ours. We were controlling our temptations. We were curbing our tendencies. And this is what we require to continue after the month of Ramadan. Even if you're not fasting. But now we are spiritually trained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the taqwa Allah grants us, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ at the end of the month. That this is what we have achieved. We will be able now to do the do's and refrain from the don'ts. There's a person who had a parrot, a pet. A very beautiful parrot that was his pet. And he had it locked up in a beautiful cage. And this master of this parrot loved this parrot very dearly. Every day he'll go to the parrot, he'll talk to the parrot. He'll make salam to the parrot. And he would enjoy listening to the parrot. And now the person has to go to India on some business trip. So he asked all the people at home and all his workers, they listen, I'm going on an errand, and anybody wishes for me to purchase some gift for them, then give me your order. So the people gave him whatever they wanted, whatever they required. He comes to the parrot. Oh, my parrot, I'm going on this journey. Is there anything that you would like me to purchase for you? The parrot says, oh, my master, no, nothing. But please convey my greetings to my fellow relatives there, the other parrots and birds that you see, and tell them that I am your pet and you've got this cage and you're very fond of me and you've got me nicely kept in this cage. Just give them my greetings. The person says, that's all, he says, yes. He goes, he purchases whatever he has to purchase for the others, and he sees some parrots in some forest. So he remembers, I could give the greeting of my pet parrot. So he tells these parrots that I've got a parrot in my cage, and this parrot has given its greetings to you. And the moment he passes on his greetings, there is one parrot there that falls down dead. It drops dead. And the person now is shocked that I merely conveyed a salam, and this parrot dies because of this message that I conveyed. I caused the death of a parrot. So he's feeling very sad. He comes back home and he gives everybody the gifts and he goes to the parrot and tells the parrot what had happened. And the moment he conveys the message to his pet parrot, this pet parrot also falls down dead in this cage. Now the person is perturbed. He says, what have I done? I've caused two deaths. And this was my beloved parrot, my pet. Every day it would bring me so much of joy and happiness. So he begins to cry. Then after some time he gains the himmat and courage to open the door of the cage. And he holds his parrot, looks at his parrot, and he's shedding those tears. But now we have to part. So he takes it to one corner where he's now going to bury this parrot. And as he places it on the ground, suddenly he sees his parrot has got life. And it flies onto, perches onto a wall. So he's very, very astonished. And he inquires from his pet parrot, tell me, what is going on? And the parrot says, you see, when I gave the greeting to my relatives there, in the greeting was this message to them, that it's not fair that you are flying so freely and I am trapped in this cage. I also want to gain freedom like you. So the one parrot that dropped dead only pretended it was dead. In reality, it was still alive. It showed me a trick, a hila, that this is what I should do to gain my freedom. So now I am free. And then the parrot tells the master, oh master, you too have been caged in this cage of your egos and passions and desires. If you break free from this evil desires, from the dictates of your nafs, then you'll be a free person obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we require. I normally give an example. We have a little baby, maybe a few months old, 1 year old, and you're going somewhere and you're alone in the car with the child. You put the child in the child seat in the back and you strap him, keep him secure, and you're driving in front. You got him fastened, he's in the special seat, and you're also checking him. You're looking at your rear view mirror all the time that the child is okay. So your nigah, your gaze is always on the child. Like that, our eyes should always be focused on our nafs. We need to know when the nafs is playing games with us, playing tricks with us. So now this child is growing, maybe 2 or 3 years old, still sitting in the back seat, not in the car seat now, not in the child seat, sitting in the back seat of the car. But then what the father does, he puts the child lock on. So the child does not open the door. And still the father keeps on checking the child. Is my child okay? And then the child grows. Now he's sitting, he's 7 years old, 8 years old, he's sitting next to the father. Then too the father tells him, bye, put your seatbelt on. And the father makes sure all the locks are latched, so the doors are all locked. And the child is safe. And then comes the time now when the child is driving, the father is in the other seat. Then to the father, "Baby, are you driving too fast? Check in front, there are cops there. Please, fasten your seatbelt." So this is exactly our nafs. There are different stages of the nafs. The first stage, ammara. It continues to command us to do evil, 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 evil all the time. But when you are going to control your desires, and you're not going to become a slave of your nafs, and then it comes to a next stage which is known as lawwama. And ulama have given different opinions, but most of them say it's a stage when sometimes the nafs is commanding you to do evil, and other times it is commanding you to do good. And then there's a third stage, mutma'inna. When now the father is relaxed, his son is an adult, he's grown up, and he's a master driver. The father is sitting in his side of the car, he's relaxed, he's got itminan. And my son is a good driver, and he's abiding by the rules of the road. That is mutma'inna. Where now the soul is only prompting you to do good. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, the great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he passed on and his janazah was placed in the coffin, and the Sahaba were ready to perform his janazah salah, when suddenly from nowhere a white bird comes and goes into the coffin, and then they hear a voice reciting, "Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah fadkhuli fi 'ibadi wadkhuli jannati." They search for this bird, they could not find this bird. This is the stage when Allah is pleased with you. Allah says, "Fadkhuli fi 'ibadi wadkhuli jannati." May Allah grant us this nafsul mutma'inna stage. So this is the challenge after the month of Ramadan. I'm not going to prolong this talk. You heard a Jummah talk today, you were fasting, may Allah accept all your ibadah, your sacrifice, you're sitting here. There are so many verses that we wish to discuss. Like when Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّضَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. That person who turns away, he becomes blind to the remembrance of Allah. Then Allah deputes a shaitan with him. And the shaitan keeps on insinuating, whispers into him to do evil. And it can lead him to destruction. But when you make the zikr of Allah, when you remember Allah, Quran says, "Fadhkuruni azkurkum." What a great bounty. The moment you take Allah's name and you remember Allah, Allah immediately remembers you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. We think of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, my message is, connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let this connection be a strong connection. A strong one. Not a weak one. Yes, we will falter. We are human beings, we make mistakes. But immediately when we slip, then turn again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say in Urdu, "Jo so bar toote, so bar jure." That which can be broken 100 times, can be mended 100 times. It can be fixed again 100 times. Allah has written on His arsh. Just ponder over this. Allah has written on His arsh, "Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi." Verily, my mercy supersedes my anger. My mercy supersedes my anger. Therefore, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most forgiving. Whatever guna you have committed. Of course, the person who makes shirk, then his tawbah is, he must bring iman. Whatever sin you committed. If you fell into the abyss of taking drugs, then make the sincere tawbah tonight. Open the doors of our hearts tonight. And remove those barriers between us and Allah. Remove those barriers. If it is zina, wallah, I'm making sincere tawbah. If it is some haram thing I'm doing in my life, I'm going to say no to it because I want to be a true lover of my Allah. So may Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. I will just mention a few couplets which has been written by a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a real lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. And if you read his works, of course, they're in Urdu, but they depict his love for Allah, and he keeps on giving us the message about the greatness of Allah and the name of Allah. Allah is actually a cure for the diseases of the heart. It brings peace, tranquility, serenity. So he says, Naam tera mere dil ki hai dawa. Your name, O Allah, is the dawa, the medication of my heart.
حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم يزل ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم يزل ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل تو ہی خالق ہے تو ہی خلاق ہے تو ہی خالق ہے تو ہی خلاق ہے تو ہی رب انفس و آفاق ہے حمد تیری اے خدا اے ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل اللہ 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 تیری قدرت کی نہیں کچھ انتہا تیری قدرت کی نہیں کچھ انتہا شکر تیرا کیا کسی سے ہو ادا شکر تیرا کیا کسی سے ہو ادا یا علیم یا سمیع یا بصیر یا حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم يزل ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل اللہ 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 نام تیرا میرے دل کی ہے دوا ذکر تیرا روح کی میری شفا نام تیرا میرے دل کی ہے دوا ذکر تیرا روح کی میری شفا یہ زمین و آسمان شمس و قمر دیتے ہیں سب ذات کی تیری خبر حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم يزل ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل اللہ 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 تو ہی مالک تو ہی رب العالمین تو ہی مالک تو ہی رب العالمین تیرے در پر sabki jabi tu hi malik tu hi rabbul alamin tere dar par jhukti hai sabki jabi shaan teri kaun samjhega bhala ibtida tu hi hai tu hi intiha shaan teri kaun samjhega bhala ibtida tu hi hai tu hi intiha hamd teri اے خدا اے لم یزل ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل اللہ 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 تو ہی ہے مقصود تو ہی مدعا کرتا ہوں میں تجھ پر فدا تو ہی ہے مقصود تو ہی مدعا جان و دل کرتا ہوں میں تجھ پر فدا قید سے شیطان کے یا رب چرا قید سے شیطان کے یا رب چرا اور شرور نفس سے مجھ کو بچا حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل اے اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل یا الہی یا الہی مجھ کو اپنا بنا کر لے مقبول احمد کی دعا یا الہی یا الہی مجھ کو اپنا بنا کر لے مقبول سب کی دعا
Subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us his true Muhammad and his ishq and the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite the Ruh Sharif, make a short dua. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا اول الاولين ويا اخر الاخرين ويا ذا القوه المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم وما most beloved Allah the most kareem rahim Allah Allah forgive us for every single sin we committed my Allah Ya Allah we have committed too many sins in our life my Allah Ya Allah we committed big sins small sins major sins minor sins knowingly unknowingly the darkness of the night in broad daylight in public in privacy my Allah but my Allah you are ghafar al-dhunub you are sattar al-uyub Oh my Allah, you did not expose us, my Allah. You concealed your sins, my Allah. Allah, you are most Rahim. You love to forgive, my Allah. Allah, we ask you, Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Allah, our brothers and sisters have raised their hands, my Allah. Allah, we're tapping at your door, my Allah. Because there is no other person who can answer our du'as. There is no other person who can accept our tawbah. Ya Allah, you are at-tawwab. You are most forgiving, Ya Allah. You are ar-Rahman and Rahim, Ya Allah. You are most merciful, my Allah. Before the end of Ramadan, forgive us, my Allah. Pardon our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not happen that the month of Ramadan comes to an end and still we are not forgiven, my Allah. Don't make us among those who are wretched. Don't make us among those who are most unfortunate that the month of Ramadan comes and goes by and still they're not forgiven. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلُّ Ya Allah, we have got so many needs, my Allah. Each one sitting here, Ya Allah. Each one listening to this program, my Allah. Each one who has raised his hand, her hands, Ya Allah, in dua. Ya Allah, we have got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's need, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat. يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات يا الله fulfill all our needs my Allah Allah remove our worries our hardships our calamities our griefs our sorrows whatever is worrying us my Allah whatever has come as an obstacle in our path my Allah perhaps somebody has got a financial problem my Allah remove his financial difficulty somebody has got a social problem somebody a welfare problem somebody a domestic problem maybe a husband and wife have got a problem my Allah Allah create muhabbat between them my Allah remove the stress that they're going through my Allah perhaps somebody has got depression in his life my Allah hey Maliki Kareem somebody's got some illness my Allah some deadly disease my Allah hey Maliki Kareem ya Allah we are only turning to you my Allah Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een ya Allah we are begging you tonight to fulfill all our needs my Allah Allah forgive the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Help the Ummat of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Protect the Ummat of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Especially our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza, my Allah. Allah, whilst we have so many delicacies to eat, my Allah. We have so much of food, my Allah. And our children will be wearing nice clothes on the day of Eid, my Allah. And they'll be so happy, my Allah. And Ya Allah, those masoom children, my Allah. So many, the thousands have become yateem, my Allah. They've got no parent to pass his hand and her hand over their heads, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no clothing, my Allah. They don't even have a decent bottle of water to drink, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, my Allah. We beg you by your Ismi Azam, your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifatul Ula. Allah, perhaps some sincere servant sitting here tonight, my Allah. Through his Ameen, through her Ameen, my Allah. Allah, you will answer our du'as tonight, my Allah, regarding them. Allah, remove their difficulties. Grant them afiyat, my Allah. Allah, grant them victory, my Allah. Allah, make Masjid al-Aqsa, ya Allah. Allah, make it be open again, my Allah. Allah, Taraweeh is not being read there, my Allah. Itikaf is not taking place there, my Allah. Allah, it is causing us pain, my Allah. Allah, you are Hakeem, my Allah. Allah, we do not understand, my Allah. But my Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Protect Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Protect every masjid, every house of yours in the entire globe, my Allah. Help us to make your masjid abad, my Allah. Make us become good Muslims, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us be loyal lovers to you, my Allah. And to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, especially after the month of Ramadan. Allah, don't make us go back to guna, my Allah. Don't make us discard salah, my Allah. Make us become loyal servants. Make us become obedient servants, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jam, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us maut in iman, maut in Medina Sharif, burial in Jannat al-Baqi. Grant us the intercession of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. To hold the kufr order from his Mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning. Protect all of us, Ya Allah, and our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our family members, our mashayikh, our satiza, our apas, our friends, our musallis, muta'alliqeen, my Allah. Allah, protect all of us, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, suraha, atqiya, abraham, muqarabin, maqbuleen. Allah, accept all our ibadat, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Help us to connect with you, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم يا الله حاضرين غائبين سبت دعاء قبول فما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين